X-Men Season 1 is a modern, fresh-ish retelling of the Lee and Kirby era of X-Men. But before we hop into this episode, let's take some time and catch up to speed. Previously on Mutant March, I am loving this month so far. So a couple episodes ago, we were able to sit down with Tiffy Starchild and Omar Holman to discuss the first three X-Men movies. It was really fun. I laughed the entire time. Be sure to go check that episode out. And as a bonus episode, we were able to sit down with Josh Trujillo. Josh is the current writer for Blue Beetle at DC Comics right now. At the time of this recording, issue 7 of Blue Beetle came out last week, so be sure to check that out. X-Men Season 1 covers the first year of the team. So as I said, Jean is our ride-along character. We start with her arrival to the school, to her first meetings with Cyclops, Iceman, Beast, and Angel. Her crush on Angel, then inevitably falling in love with Scott. Her dislike and misunderstanding of Xavier, which I think was one of the most interesting parts of this book. And ultimately, to her not knowing or even wanting to be an X-Man. The big crux, the big story of the entire book is the team wondering what it is that they're doing and if they really want to be an X-Man or if they want to fight Xavier's war. We even get to see Beast step away and leave the team for a little bit, only to come back after realizing that they're family. Ultimately, at the end of this story, we have Jean finally have everything click, where she aligns with being an X-Man. The whole team aligns with being an X-Man. We have a lot of cool moments with not just with Jean, but a lot of other characters as well. We have some moments of seeing Scott develop as a leader. We see him training in the danger room, being fixated on having to get everything right, and just seeing how, at first, Jean didn't really care for Scott, didn't really understand him. But that all changed after actually taking some time to really, you know, get to know him. But with all the good, there's just one problem I have with this book. With the trying to make it fresh and modern, we do have some things that come off a little dated. I am a sucker for a good teen comedy, but some of the writing at times, it does seem like a little like, okay, we get it, they're teenagers, but I still think it still is a fun book. But all in all, I think that this really is a good start. This is a really good start to give to a person if they want to get an idea of who the first team of X-Men were. Now, I have yet to read X-Men First Class, which is one of the other versions of a modern take of the X team in their early years. So maybe we should do another review. Okay, so now what is the final rating of X-Men Season 1? Honestly, I'd give this a 3.5 out of 5. It ticks all the boxes. It's a fun read. The art is amazing. And I had a fun time reading it. Some of the comedy did stick, but some of the writing in some areas was a little dated. With the injection of adding modern sensibilities from 2012, it kind of made it more dated in some areas, but it still has this charm. So I would say it kind of stands the test of time, and it makes me wonder if Marvel's planning on doing another type of adaptation of the early Lee and Kirby works. But what do you guys think? Did you read X-Men Season 1? Be sure to let us know in the comments and reviews. And also follow us on our socials. You can follow us on TikTok at Super Saturdays Pod, Twitter at Super Saturday PC, and Instagram at Super Saturdays Podcast. Your comments and reviews can make their way on the show. So, as always, this is Damon, and see you soon, Supes.